right. Hey, we are here at NACUSO Network Conference, and we're getting video bombed over here. Fun people here in Orlando, Florida. We are here with Lisa Townsend from PSCU, right here on the back, on the backdrop. Thank you very much.
I forgot that.
I did not. I just mispronounced it. I'm sorry. Okay. It's acronym Opalooza here in the credit union land. True. And Charlie Trotter, how are you, sir?
Doing well. Good to see you again.
Good to see you too. It's been a couple of years. Yeah. So let's find out what's going on here with you guys. Importance of understanding the user experience. Lisa, if you want to start out, what's this topic all about?
So we just did a session talking about the importance of making sure that you really do the research to observe your users, mm-hmm. understand kind of what their day-to-day job is, mm-hmm. how they're using different applications, mm-hmm. and then keeping them engaged, because from that you'll deliver such a great user interface, mm-hmm. user experience, mm-hmm. and we just did that with our B2B portal.
Okay.
And that's really what we, you know, just to reiterate how important it is getting the end users engaged to really deliver a system that will meet their needs.
Okay. And Charlie, I know you're kind of an outside the box kind of guy, so pardon the cliche, but what's your role in all of this?
I'm the UX designer, one of the two UX designers that worked on the project with Member Connect. Project 202 is the company I work for, and we partner with PSCU to help them kind of formalize some of the research about what their members needed. The Member Connect portal to be. Mm-hmm. And so we helped figure some of that out and got some really good insights on how we could more precisely solve the problem for them.
Do we want to divulge any of those insights, one or two of those right now, or is that top secret information?
Yeah, no, it's not top secret at all. Yeah, we've got a methodology that where we start off by doing as much research as we can. We actually sit with the users and watch them use the software. Mm-hmm. That way you get to see what they do rather than just what they tell you they would do, because
right.
We all have kind of like this aspirational version of how we behave, and so it's nice to see people actually in action.
Okay.
And then that yields the kind of insights that help us to make good design decisions. So if you spend this much time understanding the problem, mm-hmm. you can spend this much time solving it. Versus without that, it's the opposite.
Okay.
You're trying to solve the problem that you don't really understand yet, and you kind of flail about.
Yeah.
So our process kind of helps really laser in the exact thing we need to be working on.
Lisa, anything to add there?
The one thing I would say, what we found is that by doing the initial legwork up front,
mm-hmm.
and really doing the due diligence, the end result, the development was that much quicker, and just the launch and just the way that the people reacted
mm-hmm.
to the website,
mm-hmm.
the launch went just so smooth.
Cool.
And such great feedback.
Cool. Why is this stuff so important today? I mean, as opposed to 3 years ago? I mean, is it just things are moving so fast today that we need to, like, stay on top of it? I mean, I don't know. I'm asking you guys this. Why is it so important right now?
I think that because we all have smartphones,
mm-hmm.
and everybody, you know, has their icons, they have what they want on there,
mm-hmm.
they expect customization.
Mm-hmm.
And I think in order to really have a great work experience, have a happy worker, giving them that same experience just makes it that much more easier for them,
mm-hmm.
and just staying with the times.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Charlie, anything?
Yeah, no, that's it. It's just the context. There's a tension between really good software,
mm-hmm.
and software that's not so great. And software is surrounded right now. Like, kind of rough enterprise software is surrounded by spectacular software. And so for users, and it's software that people have to use for most of their waking hours. And so to take the time to make that as good for them as it can be,
mm-hmm.
is just kind of the right thing to do.
Sounds good. And let's switch gears a little bit here. Your PSCU conference was just like last week, basically. Can you give us a quick recap on what happened there?
So, great experience. We were in Palm Springs.
Mm-hmm.
Had Captain Sully for the opening ceremony.
I heard.
Phenomenal.
I know.
Just great.
Yeah.
Great speakers. We had our Solution Expo. Had, you know, everybody come through.
Mm-hmm.
We had Carrie Lorenz, the first
mm-hmm.
Tomcat F-14 fighter pilot. So just great.
Yeah, I heard she's a great speaker.
She's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
And just a great, you know, it's the best experience with having our members there. And, of course, having Chuck Fagan back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of the best of both worlds,
mm-hmm.
because he was with us when Dave Serlo was there and then being away. So
mm-hmm.
everybody's really seeing the focus on the service
mm-hmm.
and our core foundation.
Mm-hmm.
So just a great meeting, great sessions, had great feedback from our members.
Mm-hmm.
So just a very good session.
Very cool. Charlie, I mean, were you at the conference?
I
was okay.
Make it this year, no.
Oh, that's sad.
Sounds like I missed out.
Indeed. Well, what's up with you? Let's give you a quick plug. What's going on with you this year?
Yeah, I'm working at Project 202, and we're doing a lot of really interesting stuff. I love the kind of work we do for our clients, where we get to help real people and help these software solutions be a lot smoother for folks. And yeah, it's just a lot of fun implementing our process and meeting folks like the folks at PSCU and other companies we work with. And yeah.
Sounds like we've got a good partnership going on here.
We do.
Yeah. One of the things we did is that after doing our Member Connect, we found out how important it was going out and really talking to the members, really delivering what they want. Mm-hmm. And what we did at PSCU, our whole product team, Project 202 came in, mm-hmm. and they helped us create a session mm-hmm. for our product managers to understand, you know, observation and interviewing. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. we're all gone through that, and then we actually have a group that's their day job, mm-hmm. And it's from the 202, and you know, continue to go back and forth. Mm-hmm. They've talked with us numerous applications and mm-hmm. sessions, so it has been a great partnership.
Yeah. I love to see work like this between two organizations really collaborating and coming up with some really cool stuff for our industry that sometimes is stuck in neutral, but now it looks like we really got our groove going here the last few years, so it sounds like you guys are really adding to the mix here.
We're doing what we can.
Yeah.
That's all we ask. Good job.
Indeed.
We do have fun.
All right. Great message to end on. Guys, thank you so much for coming by. Lisa,
thank you.
Nice to see you. Charlie, always great to see you guys.
To see you again.